ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 24. And this is the verse 3, which is prose, which means we would have a very hard time trying to chant this all together in any way, shape, or form. And it's not written anywhere, I don't think, except here. Channisham yo bayatrapi bhagavata rakshanaya payuktam sudarshanam nama bhagavatam dayatam astram tad tejasa durvishaham muhu parivartamanam abhyavastito muhurtam udvijamanas chakita hridaya arad eva nivartate tad uparagam iti vedanti loka. Anyone memorize that? Okay. So, that situation, nishamya, hearing, ubhayatra, around both the sun and moon, api, indeed, bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, rakshanaya, for their protection, prayuktam, engaged, sudarshanam, the wheel of Krishna, nama, named, bhagavatam, the most confidential devotee, dayatam, the most favorite, astram, weapon, tat, that, tejasa, by its effulgence, durvisaham, unbearable heat, mahu, repeatedly, parivartamanam, moving around the sun and moon, abhyavastita, situated, muhurtam, for a muhurta, 48 minutes, udvijamana, whose mind was full of anxieties, Chakita, frightened. Hridaya, the core of whose heart. Arat, to a distant place. Eva, certainly. Nivartate, flees. Tut, that situation. Uparagam, an eclipse. Iti thus. Vedanti, they say, loka, the people. Translation. After hearing from the sun and moon, demigods, about Rahu's attack, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, engages his disc, known as Sudarshan Chakra, to protect them. The Sudarshan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of its effulgence meant for killing non-Vaishnavas, is unbearable to Rahu, and he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun or moon, there occurs what people commonly know as an eclipse. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is always the protector of his devotees, who are also known as demigods. The controlling demigods are most obedient to Lord Vishnu, although they also want material sense enjoyment, and that is why they are called demigods, or almost godly. Although Rahu attempts to attack both the sun and the moon, they are protected by Lord Vishnu. Being afraid of Lord Vishnu's chakra, Rahu cannot stay in front of the sun or moon for more than a muhurta, 48 minutes. The phenomenon that occurs when Rahu blocks the light of the sun or moon is called an eclipse. The attempt of scientists of this earth to go to the moon is as demoniac as Rahu's attack. Of course, their attempts will be failures because no one can enter the moon or sun so easily. Like the attack of Rahu, such attempts will certainly be failures. Omagana tamarandas yaganjana shalakaya chakra militam jena tasmai shigrave namaha. Mukam karoti bachalam pangulang yategani yakipatamaham vande shi gurundinataranam vanchakaupatrubhyas chakripasindubhye vachapati tanam bhavane bhyo vaishnavi bhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After hearing from the sun and moon demigods about Rahu's attack, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, engages his disc, known as Sudarshan Chakra, to protect them. The Sudarshan Chakra is the Lord's most beloved devotee. It is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of its effulgence, meant for killing non-Vaishnava, is unbearable to Rahu, and he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun and moon, there occurs what people commonly know as an eclipse. So in the eighth canto, there's a detailed description of the pastime of Rahu, and it takes place during the churning of the ocean of milk. And what happens there is that during the churning of the ocean of milk, Dhanvantari came out from the ocean of milk. Very beautiful demigod. And Dhanvantari was carrying a beautiful urn or a jug of nectar, Oshod, the Mahashod. This nectar, of course, the demigods seized it immediately. They thought, this is something good, and we got to get this stuff. So after taking it, the demigods, the devas, were a bit flustered. They didn't know what was going to happen here, the demons. So immediately Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, appeared in the form of a very incredibly attractive woman. And with the object of taking away the was pastime, of course. Demons can always be killed very easily at any time, but this is a pastime. We like to read. We like to hear about it over and over again. We never tire. And so this form of Krishna, known as Mohini Murti, appeared there very beautifully dressed and just amazingly gorgeously attractive. And everybody was stunned, especially the demons, because they started to ask her, who are you? They wanted to marry her. The Prabhupada points out even the demons followed some Vedic etiquette. They didn't try to attack. They were so stunned by the beauty of this Mohini Murti that they just couldn't believe it. So they said, whoever you are, we would like to marry you. I mean, who is your father? Or you don't have a... I mean, you must... How are you? You're here. You're so lovely. Why don't you just arbitrate? Because the demons were even fighting with themselves, amongst themselves, over the nectar. So, and some of the weaker demons, they knew they wouldn't be able to get a lot of nectar or any nectar. So they decided, they sided with the demigods. They said, no, wait a minute. You can't drink that. What about the demigods? And they start like that, trying to stop the squabbling, figure out politics some for themselves. So Mohini Murti started to speak to the demons, very beautiful voice, and she said, my dear sons of Kashyapa, because they're all sons of Kashyapa, don't you realize that I'm wandering, I'm loitering here by myself? Why would you even want to approach me or hear from me? But so a woman who is unprotected is like a pumsjali. Actually, we're hearing about pumsjali, different types of svaidini, pumsjali, kamini. There's three types of women that appear in these subterranean planets. So she compared herself to pumsjali. All the translation Prabhupada gives is a prostitute. Pumsjali means that she goes from man to man. A kamini is very lusty, and a svaidini is very independent. So all three of them have some disqualification as women. But Mohini Murti compared herself, and she said, why do you want to listen to me anyway? You seem very submissive, but it's very strange. And they said, never mind, you're so beautiful and wonderful. You simply arbitrate our dispute, you take the nectar, and you decide how to distribute it. So, this is Vishnu disguised as a very beautiful lady. And she put the demigods at a distant place and put the asuras in the front. So they thought, this is a no-brainer. We're going to get the nectar. So, we're going to get the nectar. But she said, listen, these demigod, these devas, you know, they're very lusty and they're always very greedy and they think they should always get everything first. And the thing is, just to get them out of the way, I will give them some in the beginning. You guys sit here. You're very patient. You are very heroic. You asuras, you just sit here. So she took the nectar over to the devas. And Rahu was a little more intelligent than the other asuras, this Rahu. So he disguised himself as a demigod. When we used to do the paintings, or we still do paintings, the Prabhupada pointed out that the devas don't look that much different. It's not that an asura has to look like, you know, one of these demons that are sometimes we see created with fangs and fiery coppery eyes and all that, you know, with legs as tall as tall palm trees, it's described, or something like that, or the Vitrasura covering the entire universe. So the difference is very subtle. Their mustaches are a bit different. Their insignias are a little bit different. But otherwise, they are very opulent. Anyway, he disguised himself, this Rahu. And he sat with the devas because he thought, this is not going anywhere. These guys are being tricked, you know. So he thought, I'm going to get the nectar. So when he sat with the devas, he got some nectar in his mouth. And bang, within a split second, his head was cut off by Vishnu. Mohini Murti just sliced his head off. So he got the nectar, but his head became immortal. And acharyas point out this is to show the potency of the nectar. One might wonder, well, if he's a demon, why should he get any nectar? But he got the nectar. So this is the way that Rahu became very potent. He's always was in the habit of making trouble. But after this incident, he was able to permanently make trouble in the form of these eclipses. So one thing to note here in this verse is the Sudarshan Chakra features in this verse. And it's very sharp, it's very hot, various ways it's described. Sometimes the time factor is understood to be a clear manifestation of the Sudarshan Chakra. But here also, it says it's very dear. It has practically the same potency as Vishnu or Krishna. When Krishna was in Dwarka, there was a Mudha, rascal king, Pondraka, and he was happened to be staying in Kashi, Varanasi at the time, with his friend, the king of Kashi. And he was being flattered. Somehow or other, he was able to create very cleverly all symbols of Vishnu. And being flattered by a very less intelligent sycophants, he thought himself actually be the original possessor, the original Purusha, Vishnu himself, although his symbols were all self-created. But nicely created. So he had a messenger sent to Dwarka city. Here, this is New Dwarka, so we should be careful. Too many Pandrakas coming here. And in the message it said that you are imitating me. I am actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore I'm coming to... you should relinquish your weapons immediately. Because these are false. I am the original Vasudev. Like that. So when the messenger came, whether I spoke it or handed it over or something, all the associates of Krishna and Dwarka, they heard the message. Ugrasena and many were there. And they laughed for a long time. Prabhupada described they laughed for a really long time. Yeah. Very heartily also. Like anything. So immediately Krishna, after they finished laughing, Krishna decided, he got on his chariot with his, some army, and he went to Kashi immediately. They had assembled in Kashi like 5 Akshahini divisions of soldiers, a lot of army, because the king of Kashi had 3 Akshahini, and this Kurusha king, Pondraki, had a couple Akshahini, so many chariots and elephants, and they were ready. They actually were ready to fight. So when Krishna came into the battle, he saw that this Pondraka finally saw him. He had actually looked like him. He had his the different chakra and sword. In the battle, you don't carry the lotus. These are four different things: a sword, a chakra, a club, like that. And so Krishna took his, what was the other one? Weapons. Huh? Conch. Yeah, he blows the conch. Immediately Krishna just said, yes, you want my weapons? Well, I'm just about to relinquish them. But this word, Sanskrit word. He called him a mudha. My dear mudha, I'm just about to relinquish. You wanted them, I'm going to relinquish them right now. But this word has many meanings, as Sanskrit words do. It means to relinquish or to give up or to unleash. So he unleashed his chakra, immediately cut off the head of that king. Then he cut off the head of the king of Kashi. The king of Kashi had promised all of his followers in Kashi that he would get the head of this phony Krishna Vasudev. So Krishna arranged that Kashi, the king of Kashi's head, flew and landed right in the front gate of the city. First, people didn't even know what it was. It was just looked like something. Then they saw earrings on it and said, oh my, it's a head. What's going on? They thought, well, I guess he's good for his word. And this is the head of Krishna, the phony Pondraka, phony or something. Then they looked close and they were aghast. Wow, this is actually the king of Kashi's head. Anyway, at that time, the son of the king of Kashi, his name was Sudakshina, he decided that he was going to punish Krishna himself. So he prayed to Lord Shiva for so many benedictions. And Lord Shiva told that if you pray like that, it's okay, you might get a benediction, but he wanted a fiery demon, that's what he wanted, something to kill Krishna. But he said, you know, if you kill anyone who is favorable to the Brahmanas, it will come back to you, but he didn't care about that. So he created this fiery demon. This fiery demon was created in this yajna. Very tall, naked demon with legs as tall as big palm trees. They have pretty tall palm trees in L.A., actually. It must be like, 100-something feet tall sometimes. And then he was standing on those legs, and he had fiery eyes and the beard copper-colored. And he headed right toward Dwarka. You know, actually, the people became afraid. Krishna was like playing some game or thing. At the time, he didn't even care. Then he thought everybody's pretty worried about this thing. He was just laughing. He came out and immediately that demon was sent back to where he came, creating all kinds of havoc there, killing the, as it was told by Lord Shiva, he killed Sudakshina and all his soldiers. And then the chakra came and killed everything in the whole, destroyed the entire city of Kashi. So this is the purport of this Hari Chakra, Kala Chakra. It is very sharp. It chased that Ambarish and Durvasa. Durvasa was chased by this chakra, a very hot wheel, for 1 year, while Ambarish very humbly stood waiting. And he was praying. When Durvasa couldn't get shelter from the chakra, even in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu told that you have offended the devotees. The devotees are in my heart, and they're pure devotees, so you have to excuse yourself through my devotee. There's no other way. So he came back and paid obeisances, full dandavats in front of Ambarish. Ambarish, feeling very ashamed. This is the humility of the Vaishnava. This is how he earns the protection of the Hari Chakra. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. He stated in his prayers, although he was unafraid of Nrisimhadev's fiery feature. Naham bibema jitate tibayanu kasha. That Lord Nrisimhadeva exhibits a fiery tongue, and he's very huge with wedge-like ears and intestines, bloody intestines from his father, like that sharp vajranakra vajradang, sharp teeth, sharp nails like lightning bolts. Still, Prahlad said, I am not afraid of Lord Nrisimha like that. But in his very next verse, he expresses a fear, a little bit the opposite, where he says, I am afraid of the Sakarma Bir Usattama Tengri Mulam Ajitate. He says that I'm afraid of my own karma, my own demoniac tendencies. So this is what we should be afraid of. Prahlad Maharaj himself was expressed like that. Evam Jananda Patitam Prabhavahi Kupe. I've been put in the association of non-devotee, asuras. This is what we should fear as Vaishnavas. Prabhupada has given this entire Krishna consciousness movement so many aspects, especially his books, bhajan, deities, temples, association, sarusanga, asatsanga, tyagi, vaishnavachar. Vaishnava, first thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he gives up the association of the non-Vaishnavas. Non-Vaishnavas are being pursued. As much as we are Vaishnav, pure Vaishnav, devotees, Krishna Bhaktas, we will cease being chased by this Hari Chakra. Although the Hari Chakra, described in fifth canto, it is spending the life of everything, from the tiniest subatomic particle up to the life of Lord Brahma. Everything is being crushed by this wheel of time, cut down. And the tendency is to take shelter of sense gratification. There's described in fifth canto that this Hari Chakra is like a lion. So if one is being chased by a lion, he decides to take shelter of some vulture or crows, herons, eagles, demoniac birds. This is compared to a Vaishnavs who can pretend or think that they can deliver someone, like phony swamis, avatars, incarnations, like that. But one cannot get protection from this Hari Chakra in that way. He has to be cut down. So if we're lucky, we may be like Durvasa Muni. He took shelter of Ambarish Maharaj. Sarvo Hridayam Mahyam Saranam Hridayam Taham Maranate Najanante Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya. In that verse, Lord Vishnu speaks to Durvasa Muni. He says, you have offended my pure Vaishnav in this Ambarish Maharaj. And these Vaishnavas are in my heart. I am in their heart. Aham bhakta paradino yasvatantra eva dvija. My dear dvija, I am not even independent. Aham bhakta paradino means I am under my devotee. I'm controlled by my pure devotee. And you have offended such a pure devotee. Therefore, what hope is there for you? Not much. You have to go back and beg forgiveness. And what to speak of my devotee? Bhakta Bhakta Janapriya. He says, even those who are devotees of my devotee, they may not be perfect. They're also transcendental. So seek shelter there. Don't come to me. So this is the nature of the devotee like Ambarish, so merciful, just like we read about Vasudev Datta in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so merciful, like Ambarish Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj. Jivir Duk Deki Mora Hridaya Bidare. He said, my heart, Mora Hrida, is breaking when I see people being chased by the Kala Chakra. Therefore, you should take all the sinful reactions, he's begging, right in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just put them on my head, whatever it is. This is how merciful the Vaishnavas are. Unlimitedly merciful. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta takes the opportunity to point out that these great devotees like Vasudev Dutt and Thakur Haridas especially are millions of times more merciful even than Jesus Christ. He wanted to take somebody's reaction. But they are willing to take the reaction of all the living entities in the universe. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, so what? This universe is nothing but a tiny mustard seed in a bag of mustard seeds. They're like Udambara tree has millions of fruits. If one of them falls, nobody notices it. So if even if you liberate everyone in this universe, people are still populating. Living entities are all over the material world. So many universes, like tiny mustard seeds. But don't worry, you don't have to take all their sinful reactions. I've already liberated them all. So this is the nature of the pure devotees. And what is being described here in this verse is that the pure Vaishnavas, he engages his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, to protect them. The Lord's most beloved devotee and is favored by the Lord. The intense heat of its effulgence, meant for killing non-Vaishnava, is unbearable to Rahu, and there he therefore flees in fear of it. During the time Rahu disturbs the sun or moon, there occurs an eclipse. So here's described about this eclipse. Of course, this is esoteric. The scientists, they have their own reasons for the eclipse. Obviously, this is quite different from what they describe. So not only Rahu, but every living entity is being chased by this time factor. Mrityu sarva haras chaham udbhavas cha bhavishyatam. Even if you want to accumulate anything, or even if you say you don't own anything, whatever you say, Mrityu sarva haras chaham. In the form of death, Krishna says in Gita, I am taking it away. So we cannot own anything. We cannot control anything. Nirmamo nirahankara sashanti madagachati. Those who want peace, they become devotees. Shanti madagachati. They understand nirmamo nirahankara. But the more we have demoniac mentality, just like these asuras, when they were mesmerized by the Mohini Murti. Actually, the Mohini Murti was so potent that Lord Shiva heard about the Mohini Murti, although he hadn't seen the Mohini Murti. So he directly approached the Lord to say, I want to see the Mohini Murti. Lord Vishnu said, I don't know about that. You sure about that? I know you think you're... He said, it's okay. Immediately, everything changed. The whole scenario changed. It was a very beautiful place. And this girl appeared bouncing a ball or something. Immediately, the wind blew her clothes off. Even Lord Shiva, to show us an example, he chased the Mohini Murti. What to speak of these Mudha, rascal asuras? Even Lord Shiva was completely taken by the Mohini Murti. Chased in such a way throughout the various hermitages of the sages. And just to show the potency. If the Lord wants to create an illusory situation, and a beautiful lady, it's even more beautiful than Lakshmi herself. So even Lord Brahma, everyone in this material world is subjected. In the teachings of Kapila, we read several verses about that. How, tatrista shrista shriste shu, everything created, everyone created in this material world is subject to the material energy. No one should think that his passport is stamped. And now I'm a pure devotee, I have no problems. No. You'll have problems right away when you think like that. Prabhupada said, I'm always praying to to not be trapped by Maya. That is something. So we have to be praying like that. Balame Pashamaya Stri Maya Jayano Disham Yakaroti Bada Krantan. This is one of those famous Brahmachari Sannyasi shlokas. Balame Pashamaya. See the strength, Bala, of my Maya, Pasha, Maya, Stri Maya, Jaino Disham. This Stri, whether it's Mohini Murti that deluded the Mudhas, Asuras, who wanted the nectar, or it's here, this illusory potency is what keeps us in this material world, keeps us being chased by the Kala Chakra. We hear that the Kala Chakra is very sharp when it cut off the head of Sudakshina and Kashi King and all, whoever, is very razor sharp and immediately finishes your head. So also it is told in 11th canto that this material energy is like that. Kshalashidhara nishitadura is like the sharpened edge of the razor. Any time, even though we're shaving very nicely, of course we use safety razor most of the time, but the classic razor, you have to trust the barber, he could cut off your head or something, cut your throat. It's very sharp. Durgam, and it is known as Durga, very difficult to overcome. Daivihesha gunamai mama Maya Duratyaya. Mamevi Aprabhajante. Mayamitam. One who surrenders, the Vaishnava surrender. Therefore, this Sudarshan chakra is very friendly to them. It protects them, just as it protected Ambarish Maharaj. But it chased Durvasa Muni and it killed all these asuras, so many asuras. Who was that asura? He could speak 100 times bad about Krishna. Shishupal. 100 times he had a chance to be cool, you know, just chill out. But he couldn't keep it cool, and he just, boom. And then all his friends. So Krishna has his chakra. And that chakra is... So Ambarish was praying, just as Vasudev Dutt was praying, that if I have any pious activity, if I have any favor with you, please, Lord, save this Brahman. He was my guest. Now he's been chased all over the universe. So the Vaishnavas, although they are harassed, just as Prahlad Maharaj was harassed by his father when his father was killed, he was given any benediction. The Sringadev said, take anything. What do you want? What did he beg for? Kamanam hridya sangroham. Like that. Kamanam hridya sangroham vanatas tu vinevaham. Something like that. Kamanam hridya, you take away my demoniac desires to enjoy in this material world. That's what he's also praying in the 5th canto like that. Om namo bhagavate narasinghaya. Namaste jas tejas ayava yavibha. Vajratangstra. Kama ashayam. Please take away this kama ashaya. Kama adinam kati na kati da palita dhoni desha. The great Brahman was praying, a associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kama adinam kati na kati da. I have so many unlimited, horrible material desires. You please take them away. Engage me in your service. Dorni Desha, because our mind, being controlled by these material desires, will remain demoniac. Dushtamana, Bhaktisanta Saraswati has written, Dushtamana, Tumi Kishira Vaishnava, my dear mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? The devotee doesn't think his mind is such a Vaishnava sometimes. Therefore, Srila Bhakti Sanatana would instruct, you beat your mind in the morning with a broom or shoes at night, 100 times. Beat it. How do we beat it? Literally, you can do that. You can try it with the stick, beating your head. You can ask the other devotees, please. Or you can chant, it's a little softer on the head, save you hospital bill. Because the mind, even if it's beaten hard with a broomstick, broomstick can get pretty hard, actually. It will still be inside there, plotting different ways to enjoy. So Prahlad Maharaj asked for that benediction. Although he was already, nobody else could even pacify Nrisimhadeva. Brahmadaya Suragana Manayalta Siddha Satai Katano Vachasa Pravahai. Streams of prayers are being offered by all the devas. We hear them actually in the chapter before. But then Prahlad Maharaj said, even though Lord Brahma and all the devas, siddhas, they've all offered prayers. Now what am I going to say? Still, they pushed him in front. No, you. He appeared for you. You do something. We can't pacify. So they weren't so pure. Prahlad Maharaj was pure. He could pacify. So, still, he was praying in that prayer. Samsara chakra kadanagra satam pranita. This samsara chakra, I'm still scared of it. It's pretty potent. Samsara chakra kadanat. In this place, in this material world, he said, sakama bir, buddha, I'm bound by my own karma. So, Prahlad Maharaj, the most humble, elevated person, Ambarish, all our examples are here in Bhagavatam. What is their relation with this Hari chakra, Kala chakra, Sudarshan? Sudarshan means very auspicious. So it's protecting. Still they're praying not to be cut down by their own mind. Maya manasrajati karma maya. If you read Prahlad Maharaj's prayers, and Prabhupada quoted in the Jaladutta, also that verse, evam janam napatitam, I put into the pit of snakes, prabhavai kupe, kama bikamam, how? Kama bikamam anuya prapatam prasa. One material desire after another, one lusty desire after another, constantly. Therefore, he's praying to always stay in the service of his, how could I ever give up the service of a Guru Maharaj? And Prabhupada was the best example of anyone serving his guru, giving up his place in Vrindavan, getting on a steamship. I mean, who would even think of that? Nobody. And he just went. And therefore he quoted that verse, Prahlad Maharaj. I don't know, time element, the Hari Chakra is upon us. So, is it time for questions? What is the official time? Huh? All right. See? So, does anybody have comments, please? Questions? Nobody? Anybody want to talk about the Hari Chakra? Have some personal experience. All right, then. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Before you leave your seat, would you sign it?
Sign? How did you get this book? August
8th? 7th. How long are you going to be in Los Angeles?
I'm leaving today, going to San Francisco.
Are you still making beautiful?
Yeah, you saw my, here, you can see my updated website, best I could do now.
Good. Do you have a little card?
Yeah.
Great. And do you have another book coming out?
I have more of those. I don't have maybe I'll have another one, but it costs money. You know.
Thank you. Beautiful.
Just the thing is that I have a question. Like, very fast. So the thing is, it will also from military,
বৈষ্ণব আচ্ছা অ্যাকচুয়ালি আই নো আই যে চৈতন্য সো বৈষ্ণব অলওয়েজ ইভেন অ্যাসোসিয়েট কর্মী পিপল অলওয়েজ অ্যাসোসিয়েট বৈষ্ণব অসৎ সঙ্গশালী বৈষ্ণব আছে অলসো সেম টাইম চৈতন্য মহাপুরুষ এস পৃথিবীতে আছে যত নগরাদি গ্রাম সর্বত্র প্রচার হইবে মোর নাম ইউ গো টু দ্য ডোর টু ডোর এভরিহেয়ার অলসো অলসো অ্যাসোসিয়েট অলসো ইউ হ্যাভ টু
ইয়ে বাট উই গিভ উই ডোন্ট টেক উই গিভ দ্যাটস হোয়াট প্রবলেমস ওয়েয়ার ইজ দ্য সুইচ No. It's here.
Somewhere. No? Not here?
It's there. You turned it on. Krishna Path.
Ooh.